We're continuing the shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Bechor Behema Tohera, Halacha Dalet. This chapter of Likutei Halachos is based once again on chapter 185 in Likutei Moran. And we're starting from paragraph Gimel. V'chol ikar bria soilam, hoyo b'shvil legalois yirosoi umalchusoi. The main purpose for Hashem creating the entire world was to reveal and broadcast Hashem's kingdom and this respect for Hashem. Kemoy shekosuv, as the pasuk says, Bereshis Boro Elokim. Hashem created, the word Bereshis means in the beginning. And the word Bereshis, the Zohar HaKadosh also tells us, defines the purpose of creation. There's a section in the Zohar HaKadosh, Tikkunei Zohar, which has 70 chapters, which pretty much spans the entire Torah, the entire Jewish religion, showing how all of this is included in the word Bereshis. In the word Bereshis and in that first sentence in the Torah. So The Pasuk says, Bereshis Boralikim, because of Reshis Hashem created. Rav Nosson Zal writes, Bereshis Bechinas Yira. And we know that the word Bereshis is associated specifically with this fear and respect for Hashem. Kemoy shekosu betikunim, as is brought in the Tikkunei Zohar, Bereshis Yore Boishis. That the word Bereshis is comprised of two words, Yore, fear, respect, and boishes means shame and embarrassment. We know that the Torah tells us that when Hashem gave the Lucha, when Hashem gave the Torah on Har Sinai, after all the explosions and the lightning and everything, after the whole ceremony, Moshe Rabbeinu sums it up at the end and says, you should know that the reason why Hashem did all of this is, Leman tihye yirosoi al paneichem, Levilti techtoi, so that you should have the fear of Hashem on your faces, so that you will not sin. Rashi there quotes the Gemara, which says, what does this mean, fear of Hashem on my face? The Gemara says, Zu haboishes. That refers to shame and embarrassment. You know, it's a feeling that Hashem is so big and we're so tiny that I'm embarrassed standing in Hashem's presence, and that embarrassment holds me to make sure that I do the right thing. I don't go against Hashem in any way. Ki hayira hi bechinas malchus. Because as we mentioned previously, yira goes together with malchus. Fear, respect, goes together with kingdom or government or leadership. Shebishvil zeh hoya kol habriya. And the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that this was the main reason behind creation, Kedei legalois malchusai boilam, to reveal Hashem's kingdom to the world. The Sifrei Kabbalah explain that all the other attributes of Hashem, chachma, chesed, Hashem didn't really need somebody else for. But kingdom, ein melech belo am. You can't be a king unless you have somebody to king over. Who is accepting your authority? We see this happening around us today, every day, that one by one, the different Arab kingdoms, the leader, prime minister, king, one minute king, the next minute the people decide we don't want him. So he ain't king anymore. Even if he's got the clothes and everything, the minute the people make a decision to reject the authority, no more king. So we see that Malchus' kingdom is dependent on others to a degree. And all the Sfarim bring that this is what Kaviyochel compelled Hashem to create a world with human beings in it who have free choice. Because again, if I walk into a room with an Uzi and there's 10 people there, and I say, does everybody in this room agree that I am king? I am the supreme authority. I am it. I'm the nicest, best, smartest, holiest person you've ever seen in your life. And everybody nods their head, yes, yes, yes. We know that's not real authority, because put the Uzi away. Give me the Uzi and we'll see who's the authority, you know, etc. So the real Malchus is when the ones who you're ruling over have the choice to accept your authority or not, and they willingly decide to accept your authority, then you're a real king. Then you're a real authority. Because the other way, if they don't accept your authority willingly, one second you're an authority, the second you turn your back, boom, 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 and you're dead. They wipe out you, your wife, and children, everything, like we see throughout history. You read Navi, you see what happened to the different kings. This king took over, rebellion, he lasted, and then at one point they rebelled against him, they killed him, his wife, all his kids, you know, totally wiped off the map completely. So that's not real kingdom. V'chol hanisim v'hanefloys v'ho'oisois noirois she'os ha'shem yisborach b'mitzrayim v'hayom, and all the miracles and the wonders and that Hashem performed in Egypt and at the Red Sea, at the crossing of the Red Sea, hakol hoyo kedei legalois yirosoi umalchusoi. It was all about Hashem broadcasting his kingdom, his authority, his rulership, and respect for Hashem. Kamei shekosev, as the Torah writes clearly, leman teida, Hashem said, I'm doing all of this so that you will be informed, ki la Hashem horetz, that the whole world belongs to Hashem. Uchsiv, there's another pasuk that says, leman saper shemi b'chol horetz. Hashem says, I'm doing all of this so that my name will become known and recognized over the entire country. That's why Hashem did what he did in Egypt. It's showing Hashem's authority, malchus, kingdom, yira. Veshom hi bechinas yira. And in this framework, it's in the form of this respect, this yira. Kamei shekosev, as the pasuk says, le yira es Hashem hanichbod v'hanoyro hazeh. To fear and to respect the honorable, awesome Hashem. Uchsiv, and there's another pasuk that says, "Ve'yiru goyim es shem Hashem." The nations will fear and respect the name of Hashem. Uchsiv, there's another pasuk that says, "Vero kol amei horetz ki shem Hashem nikra lecha." All the nations of the world will see that the name of Hashem is upon you. Ve'yoru mimeka. And they will respect you. They will fear you, referring to the Jewish people. So we see that this is the main purpose behind creation. It's the malchus of Hashem. It's respect for Hashem. Yira. Uparoi kishelei rotzo lachnias atzmoi ulekabel ol yirosoi aydei ha'oises v'amoisim. And when Paroi refused to subjugate himself and to accept upon himself Hashem's authority, after witnessing all that Hashem showed through all of these miracles, Ksivbe, the Torah writes about him, V'ato v'avodecho yodati. Hashem says, you and your servants, I know very well, ki terem tirun es Hashem, that you're not yet ready to respect Hashem. No problem. We'll convince you. Hashem said, I'm going to be very convincing. I'm going to convince you totally to respect me. Will be Yisroel ksiv, and about the Jewish people it says, Vayar Yisroel es hayod agdoila shoros Hashem b'Mitzrayim. The Jews saw the great hand of Hashem, what Hashem had done to Egypt, Vayiru ha'om es Hashem, and the nation had respect for Hashem. So we see that this is one of the main focuses in why Hashem created the world, and the big things that Hashem is doing in this world are to command respect. Hashem is a king, he's a melech, and melech goes together with kavod, melech hakavod. Ki kol hamakois v'haisurim shehevi HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Mitzrim, hakol hoyo mebechinas yiras hanafulois. All the plagues and suffering that Hashem imposed on the Egyptians were all coming from Yirois Nefulois, Shemishom Kol Hatzorois Vahadinim Rachmorotzlan. That's the source of all suffering and judgments in this world. Rabbi Nazal speaks about this in a few places, that there's holy fear, there's healthy fear, positive respect, when the fear and respect is directed towards Hashem, towards the Torah, towards tzaddikim, towards one's parents, in a positive, healthy way. And then, When a person doesn't have that, when a person rejects those things, he rejects Hashem, he rejects the proper authority, then what happens is the fear drops into other things. The fear drops into the IRS, Mas Hachnasa, into doctors, into all kinds of things. Hashem gives a person situations where they have what to be afraid of. They suddenly hear that there's a big tumor in their brain with it. Suddenly they're very scared. They don't know that it's Hashem. They're scared of the medical report and of what the doctor's going to say and what the tests are going to show. But they don't know that this is really, really coming from upstairs. So these are called Yirois Nefulois. When the respect and fear for Hashem drops into gashmius things, into physical things or materialistic things. Vashem Yisborach Shoyleach al Ha'odom Pchodim Shel Yisurim Umakois Ukiyotzei. Hashem sends upon a person fear that comes from suffering, Rachmon Alitzlan, problems, Umakois, and punches, V'kayotzei, and other similar things. Why? Kedei Sheyizboinen al Yedeze Eilov Yisborach, so that the person should think into this and it should lead them to realize that, hold on a second, what's behind all of this? Who's behind it? Where is this coming from? That he should realize Hashem, that it's coming from Hashem, kedei sheyale kol hayirois nehanafulois l'sharoshon, so that the person should elevate all of these fallen fears, all of these fears for gashmius things, he should elevate them, bring them up to their source, which is Hashem, and change it into a deep respect for Hashem. Dehainu leyiro oiso yisbora, to fear and respect Hashem, and to want to correct anything that I might be doing in machshava, dibur o maisa, in thought, in speech, in action, whether it's in the part of the Torah that deals with things between me and Hashem, like tefillin, tzitzis, mezuzah, or in the things that pertain to me and my fellow man, my relationship with my wife, my children, my neighbors, my friends, how I lead my life. Kamei shekosuv, as the pasuk says, hichrati goyim, I wiped out nations, noshamu pinoisam, and I eradicated all their corners. Omarti, I said, ach tiruoisi, you're going to be afraid of me. Tikchu musar, you're going to get the message, you're going to take the lesson. V'chulu, etc. So the Torah is telling us that sometimes when Hashem punches, when a person is receiving punches, sometimes it's Hashem's way of saying, hi, look at me. You haven't been thinking about, you're not thinking about me, looking at me. You have to find your way back to me and to be able to develop total respect and fear for Hashem, and then you won't have to be afraid of all of these other things. V'amitzriim shehoyu ksheyoyref, the Egyptians who were stubborn, v'loy rotzu lachniatzmo liros yisborach, and they refused to humble themselves, to have respect for Hashem, al kein hevi aliyam Hashem yisborach b'chol pam makois meshunois. Therefore, Hashem brought upon them again and again all kinds, assortment, a variety of plagues, of terrible things, kedei lo'oyrarom b'chol pam, to wake them up. This was a wake-up call for them every single time. Sheyedu mi hamake oisam, so they should think, who's doing this? Who's punching? The example that the Sforum give many times, a person, Reuven, throws a rock at Shimon. The rock hits Shimon. Would you ever find a Shimon pick up the rock and start punching it or yelling at it or analyzing the rock to see how did this rock, you know, why is it? No. Most of us are intelligent enough to know that a rock didn't come by itself. Somebody threw that. The first thing is to look which direction did it come from. Who threw that rock? And this is supposed to be a Jew's attitude. Anytime he gets hit in the head or somewhere else in the pocket, anywhere, the first question is, why is Hashem, what this is obviously from Hashem. What do I do to make it better? What does Hashem want me to correct? The yiru mimenu, in other words, to know who's striking them and that they should have respect for him. Vishalchu es Yisroel, and they should release the Jewish people. This is talking about the Egyptians. Vehem hikshu arpam, but they were stubborn, stiff-necked, vehichbidu libam, they hardened their hearts, v'lo yrotzu lohoidoi salo emes, they refused to admit the truth. Vehevi aleim aideza b'chol pam oid makois rabois segedoilos, and therefore Hashem brought upon them again and again more another plague, a bigger plague. Avol Yisrael hoya toiva gedoila kol zeh, whereas for the Jewish people this was a tremendous benefit. Because as a result of each and every plague that Hashem struck at the Egyptians with, and the Jews were saved, they were not harmed by those plagues, they weren't affected by it at all. This caused the Jewish people to recognize Hashem's greatness more and more. Wow! Look what Hashem did now. Look what Hashem is coming at the Egyptians with now. Hashem's got a whole arsenal, variety, 36 flavors of punches. V'kiblu aleihem oil yirosay u'malchusay. And the Jewish people accepted upon themselves Hashem's authority, Hashem's kingdom, and respect for Hashem. Kama shekosu, as the Pasuk says, Vayar Yisroel es hayod agdoyla shrosu b'mitzrayim. The Jewish people saw Hashem's powerful hand striking the Egyptians, Vayiru homes Hashem. And the Jews were filled with tremendous respect for Hashem.